I was thinking about this girl that we all really liked and we wanted her on our morning show, Carly. Yeah.
Yes, intern Carly.
We loved Carly. She lasted a shift, like 4 hours?
I think so.
No, she did not last a shift. She lasted 2 hours, hour maybe.
No, we convinced her to stay.
I think we did, yeah, after yes. her mental breakdown.
She had a mental breakdown, like literally the first half hour of the show, and we all took turns to talk to her, and I think she made it through the shift. She did not return.
No, she did not come back.
I just saw her on Instagram, and but here's the thing. We all really liked her.
All loved her. We still do love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, we have the reunion, so that's the question. Do you ever go to a job, and it was the fastest quit ever? And I know you've been reading some of the comments as this question is going viral. What was that one that you said, Sienna?
This one was hilarious. So the first one said Chipotle wrapped one burrito and knew I was supposed to be eating them and not making them.
That's my favorite so far.
That's man. Great. This one says USPS. Once I showed up and they said six days a week, 12-hour shifts. I said, yeah, let me go open up this position back for someone else.
Let me open this back up.
You know, and a big shout to these teenagers, whether it's today or yesteryear, where you had these stories, but you out hustling trying to get that first job, but yeah. you knew, right? I have no reason why I'm doing this right now. You know, Jay, did you have one?
I can't think of one personally, but I do. Off top, my sister, she worked for a fast food restaurant, and she went in one day, I won't say where, and she saw how things were being made and all of that, and she still to this day, if she walks into that fast food establishment, will throw up.
Really?
So yes. She just avoids it at all
costs? She went one day. She said the drive-through was overwhelming for her, freaked out, quit the next day.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We have a friend to this day, Dennis. We call him, "It's Not What I Expected." That's his nickname. His whole nickname is, "It's Not What I Expected." During our senior year in high school, he must have went through like 8-9 jobs. He would show up a day, maybe a weekend, and then Monday we go back to school. Well, how's the AMC? Wasn't what I expected. How's working at Domino's Pizza? It wasn't what I expected. He would quit a job like every other week. Meanwhile, I was trying to find a job. I couldn't even find one. And this guy went through so many jobs. Every Monday it was like the big joke. How was it? It's not what I expected. He would quit or not show. He would not go back.
He knew what served him. So he was like, the same for me. I'm just going to open the position up for someone else.
He was the burrito guy, the Chipotle burrito guy.
The Chipotle burrito guy.
I should be eating the pizzas, not making them.
Exactly.
The craziest thing, man.
I've been very fortunate, though, because every job that I've had basically has surrounded my passion. I'm not counting the things I did as a kid. You know what I mean? So right now, like, it's just radio for me.
Yeah.
I've only done a couple of those jobs. I haven't had to find like a side hustle or something like that.
So again, the question is,
the quickest job you ever quit.
The quickest job you've ever quit. Mm-hmm.